actually trying in a sincere way to take your own inner knowing much more seriously and trust it, to actually act on it, and not to judge it based on results. Because you can always find a point in time where the results are that was right, and another point in time where the results are that was wrong, for the same thing. It just depends when you want to make the interpretation. So don't put so much stock, is what I'm saying, in the interpretations. This is how we all drive ourselves nuts. We all second guess ourselves constantly. But it's possible to not live that anymore. It's possible, not because you're more confident, not because you're more sure of yourself, but because you just trust life more. It's possible to live another way. Where worries either disappear completely or get cut by 99.5%. Where you don't spend hours on something that takes seconds or years on something that should take an hour. Because you're going round and round and round in your own non-self-trusting. It can do that for a lifetime. Most of us do. But the people in this room can do better than that.
I can see if I try.
And you're a worrier. You're a worrier. Yeah. Can you imagine a life without any significant worries?
That would be great.
What were you going to say?
Well, I can see that. Despite the temptation to grab onto some other method of figuring things out, that the other ways that I look at don't have any assurances anyway either. They're just, and they're not, I don't know exactly how to say it, but they're almost as if they're dry. They're not like they're part of life. They're
artificial. I think that's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, it's like, okay, I read this in a book, so I'll do this way or something, but you don't know if it applies, if it means anything, if it works, if it doesn't work, and no matter what the outcome is, you still didn't really learn anything because it wasn't something you understood yourself or felt yourself. Although, from what you're saying it's not about saying, okay, it turned out this way, next time I'll do the same thing. And it's true, everything always is alive and changing, and you're not going to, the same moment won't happen twice anyway.
Yeah. What I'm saying is actually very, very simple in regard to that. I'm saying you can trust your inner knowing and your feeling, your heart sense feeling, and the more you trust it, the more you develop the ability to hear it, interpret it, and follow it, and implement it. And as a human body mind, that is the best you can do. And it's pretty darn good once you're really clear. Now, the only thing that beats that is letting God decide. That's a whole other topic. I guess what I'm really saying is it's not the problem we tend to think it is. It's only that lack of self-trust, lack of own heart trust that makes this a problem.